Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That's right. The Drive is live. You hear Clint. There's Tyler as well. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can see us all. And as he said, this is one of we've been doing this together over 4 years now. And every year, this is one of the dopest things that we get a chance to do, Clint and Tyler, raising money for kids who need books, man, who need books. And I'm just that help in the faces of some of these families and these kids over the years have been amazing to see, Clint. And it's just one day today. It's just one day today. In the past, it's been a week, but now it's one day. And we need your help. We need your help. And we need your help over the next 4 hours. Let's go ahead and get this thing done. Let's raise the level up from Payne and Pendergast. Raise the level up from In the Loop and go out with a bang here.
Pendergast and Payne.
Or Pendergast and Payne. Go out on a bang here on the Drive. 60%, Clinton, you know this. We talked about this for years, of Houston area kids enter kindergarten each year lacking the required reading skills. We want to change that. We are asking, as I said, for your help to transform a Houston child's life with the gift of literacy. Clint, you got it. Can you tell them what they need to text and where they can text it at?
Yeah, it's easy, man. You text New Books.
New Books.
NEWBOOKS. All one word to 41444. 41444. And, you know, look, this is big time. It's anything that is that involves kids and helping kids and giving kids a leg up, an opportunity. Especially when it's as young as in the home reading age, which, I mean, look, they're all reading at home, or you hope to give them the opportunity to read at home. But this starts, I mean, I read, my 2-year-old wants to read 2 books. I'm sure it'll be 3 next week. She keeps moving the number up on mom and dad. Every time she goes to bed, she wants to read 2 and 3 books. And so it starts at an extremely young age, which hits close to home for me personally. And I tell you, Ron, every year that we do this, man, the percentages, the statistics, but ultimately the percentages are what really just jump out to me and touch my heart. I don't know what does it for everybody out there listening, but 61% of children in low-income family homes have no books in their home. 79% of Houston school children are economically disadvantaged, meaning books are a luxury their families cannot afford. And the reality of it is we can help, man. Absolutely. You know, we can help the little bitty ones that can't help themselves. And for me, that's the deal. And again, it's text New Books, N-E-W-B-O-O-K-S to 41444.
That's right. And our friends at Phillips 66 are matching all donations. And so your dollars are doubled. Hell, if you want to throw in a 50 bucks, that means it's 100 with our friends from Phillips 66. And shout out to all our small businesses that have also been a part of this thing. People that you know out there, Ricky Green out there at Baytown Pipe and Supply has donated.
Ricky Green.
Do you know Ricky Green?
I do.
I felt like one of you.
I grew up with that.
I don't think it was Ricky that got you. I mean, Ricky's a good dude and all, but I think it was the pipe and supply that really
I think it was
really
Ricky that got Tyler.
Ricky was...
Do you know Ricky?
Ricky
lays the... Or not lays the pipe. Baytown pipe.
Well, I got some stories on Rick, but...
Does he lay the pipe? But
Ricky was in that group of fellas that I went to Panama City Beach with on spring break whenever I was in college.
Oh my.
Yeah, Ricky
Ricky Green, eh?
I won't sell him out. Ricky got into some things.
Shout out to Rick Green out there. Champions Housekeeping, shout out to them as well. All of the small businesses that have helped and donated, including this Junior's Desserts and Colombian Pastries that I might have to take a look at. And Katie, yeah. That sounds delicious. But no, please, all day long, we're doing it. Today, just one day. So please, please help us out here. Hey, Clint, last night, first Monday Night Football, first time we got to see your, I'm going to call them, your New York Jets. Your prediction of the MVP of Aaron Rodgers. For his fifth. And your Super Bowl. Did you have him winning the thing too, or did you just have him in the?
Winning the Super Bowl, baby. Super Bowl. Right. Green Bay, New York Jets Super Bowl this year.
All right, so Green Bay loses their quarterback. He's not going on IR though, but he'll miss a couple of weeks. And then the Jets last night went up against the Niners without Christian McCaffrey, and they still ran the ball great with their backup. Robert Saleh said, not worried one bit. Not concerned. He said about three times in a 15-second span. You concerned? You concerned a little bit?
I'm not concerned. One, that in week one of the big boy teams in this league, I think the 49ers look better than anybody. I mean, in terms of just played good football, which a lot of teams, we talked about it, the primetime games this year were absolutely tremendous. And there was a lot of the big boys in this league played really good football, convincing football. But watching that game last night, I mean, the 49ers are just, I mean, from a physicality standpoint, on another level. Their weapons without Christian McCaffrey were special. Their O-line, you know how good they are when the backup jumps in there and explodes on the scene. Trent was one of them. He had to catch a breather in the middle of a couple drives on the sideline. I think they caught what I would say after week one is the best team in football right now. And then they were the one team that I believe I watched in primetime football. Obviously, I watched one team in regular time on Sunday. That was the Texans. But in primetime football, the Jets to me were the only team that it looked like it was week one, not much preseason. There was some rust. They looked out of sync. Aaron Rodgers, I mean, on a fourth down and short, Aaron Rodgers misses a slant, throws it behind him, Deshaun Watson did that the other day when I was watching the Cowboy game and highlights. And you're just like, how disgusting is that? Well, Aaron Rodgers messes around and does it. Aaron don't do that. So it's one of those things where I'm not going to panic on my Jets. I know it wasn't a good week one, but I'm still all right with them.
Yeah, it's week one, and they were going up against a legit Super Bowl contender that I would imagine's on a mission with the 49ers, how their seasons have ended. It's just, for me, the thing that is concerning, and I think that we'll talk about this when it pertains with the Texans here in a little bit, is was this a sign, or was this a bad night? The thing for me is, without Christian McCaffrey, for that defensive front, those dudes up front with the Jets, for the Niners to run on them the way they did, that was the part. Aaron's rusty a little. I mean, hell, he's played four plays in the last almost 700 days. He's a little rusty. As you said, he didn't play any preseason really last year, didn't do any at all. Like, you can see that getting better. You can see his rapport improving with the receivers. And even though their revamped offensive line had some struggles last night, one, that's a really good defensive line they went against. But you can see that gelling together. Them getting run over like that. Now, that is... I mean, they damn near pulled the Texans in terms of time of possession just because they held the ball without Christian. That's the part. So that is the part that is, to me, concerning moving to a space of alarming that they allow them to run over them like that.
I agree wholeheartedly. Even when the game got to a point where it's like, all right, you got to have a stop. Like, you got to pull all got to pull out all the stops right now. You've got to get a stop and get this ball back. You can't let them make it a two-possession game. I think it was still a 13-point game at the time or a 16-point game at the time. Like, you can't let them make this a three-possession game. And they literally ran the football and had some very conservative throws in the flats and some quicks and things of that nature and just marched right down the field. And I can't remember if they ended up kicking a field goal to make it a three-possession game or if they scored a touchdown. But nonetheless, the point is, at that point, I agree with you, Ron. At that point in time, I went, man.
Yeah,
like this isn't the Jets defense that I thought we would see. Now I did see some things on social about, and take it for what it's worth, but I did see some things that were about, you know, Shanahan knowing Saleh's defense and the weaknesses and how to attack it and all that kind of thing. And I typically wouldn't lean into that, but it damn sure looked like that was the case because they made it look easy, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, that was like, yeah, like to me, like if I'm Indy and I'm sitting at like, whoa, we got an issue the way that the Texans just ran through us. And to me, I don't know, maybe they laid back. Maybe they changed up how they did things. Although you're messing with Kyle Shanahan and the Niners, we understand, like, yes, Christian McCaffrey's the best back they've had, but they don't change what they do even if their best back is out. But that was the part that to jump.
Agree, man.
And again, I just don't trust Robert Saleh. That's where I am.
It's a tough. When you look at it from that perspective, I'm really
him and D'Amico came from the same space, but just seemed to be completely different.
Saleh is not even remotely close to as authentic. And look, I'm sure he is. I don't mean him personally. I'm just saying as a coach, you know, Hard Knocks was there and you saw some of it there when he talks to the media, the way he handles the play. Like, just he doesn't seem as authentic and as real and as comfortable in his own skin, even remotely close to the way that D'Amico does. And that's a superpower for D'Amico.
He just seems to have a tinge of being in over his head a little. Sometimes it seems like he's juggling all that. Everything is moving too fast, and he doesn't seem to be in over his head a little bit. But the Jets the Texans will see the Jets in New York later on, we'll see where they look like then. But potentially they'll be in a better place than they are right now. But they lose last night. Clinch Jets lose last night. Hey, remember, today is a Texans Ticket Tuesday in the 5 o'clock hour. Your chance. Are those in the bullpen again, Tyler? I believe, don't quote me on that. You'll got a chance to get a pair of tickets.
You'll be in the house.
Be in the house. Good seats, generally. A pair of tickets. I'm sure somebody will text me here in the middle of this. But a pair of tickets for a Texans Ticket Tuesday for the game Sunday Night Football against the Bears coming in to NRG Sunday night. So you'll have a chance in the 5 o'clock hour to win those. Clint, Friday, when we were talking on Football Friday, we was talking about CJ. CJ made the decision to talk a little trash in this thing, especially back and forth with the linebackers. I mean, guys, he was going to have to see. Guys, his old line and everybody's going to have to run into.
Strathouse.
Add a little gas to it. Tyler was all into it. Many of you were all into it. Yeah, talk a little bit of it.
I love some strong-ish talk.
I know, Clint, you didn't love it. And I just said, hey, boy, you better hope everybody can back that thing up. Well, I guess CJ knew his boys. I guess CJ knew his boys because when he was talking trash, I sure didn't think they was going to get him for about 200 yards rushing almost.
Hey, boss, you said it. It ain't no big deal if they can back it up. The problem is you're young. You've had one great season. How real is this thing? From the outside looking in, we don't know. When all this trash talking was going on, started on Radio Row at the Super Bowl, it obviously bled with all these different podcasts. It obviously bled into right before the game. And The question was, could CJ back it up? And ultimately, could the Texans back it up? Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know that it could have worked out any better for CJ Stroud than what happened. You think, okay, well, CJ's got to go out there and ball. And CJ's got to maybe have some underneath routes to necessarily target EJ Speed, Zaire Franklin, the two linebackers that were doing most of the talking. Like, he's got to go right at these dudes. This offensive line and Joe Mixon said, no, we got you, CJ. Don't worry about it. Mm. And these dudes ran that thing inside and outside.
God bless, brother.
Obviously, we talked about Joe did. A Buck team as a whole went for 213. 40 carries, 213 yards. When it comes to talking trash to linebackers and backing it up, I don't know that there's anything more soul-snatching than your run game, your O-line, your running backs just running it right down their throat. I mean, sure, if CJ would have went out there and went for 350 and three or four touchdowns, sure, that would have been a big...
No, this was better.
No, this was better. I mean, when you want to punch them right in the nose and you want to hit them where it hurts and you want to really make them think about what the hell they're doing and what schematically and how good they are defensively, you run it the way the Texans did. That'll make them doubt everything that they've done in this offseason. And
they got him. They had and they love it. I mean, you look at like it's hey man, I didn't even got to play my best game to dominate y'all on our side of the ball. Yeah. I didn't even got to play my best game. Like, it's these guys, they just going to take it and just bang and roll with it. From the text line, T. Miller's Ron still talking about what CJ said way back in the summer. Yep, talking about it. Big thing rolling into it. The trash talk between those two teams.
Well, CJ was talking about it the week of, wasn't he? How old was that audio when he was on the podcast, like calling, saying him by name?
It was during the offseason. But, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, this was going back and forth throughout the offseason. And his team had to back it up, and they went in there and backed it up,
didn't they? Though
they had his ass. Now that was big. Go in there and just beat the hell out you. That's what the defense was. Because I bet you at some point some of them guys on the Colts offensive side, some of them coaches like, hey man, y'all been talking all this Zaire, EJ. They just whooping your ass. I mean, they couldn't even get to CJ at times to even make it. Now, we'll talk about some of the pass rush stuff. But those two dudes in particular, they couldn't get past the offensive line to even do something. Like you said, it couldn't have been done any better.
Well, when you think about stopping the run, obviously we talk a lot about the defensive down linemen, obviously inside and outside. And they're absolutely critical to allowing linebackers to play sideline to sideline, allowing those guys to play downhill. And they were, when it's all said and done, the two linebackers that he mentioned, I don't recall hearing their name called one time. They were non-factors.
Not much.
They were non-factors in the game.
Yeah, they were non-factors. Definitely was that. So, a good first step. CJ stepped out there and the boys backed him up. All right, listen, we've talked here the last day plus about a lot of the great things that happened in that game. And there was. We saw so many guys step up, so many plays made. You went in and continued to win close games and executed better than the Colts did down the stretch. But there were some concerns that came out of that game. And I think we can approach some of those. And a big one to me, I think we need to discuss on the other side. We'll discuss that as we continue live right here on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Little update on our kids' readathon. We are now over $40,000 raised. As we said, a big, big, big move we're trying to do today. Where we're trying to raise as much as we can this is something, as I said earlier in the show, we've been doing for multiple years, and it's always a great event and great time that we have here. Again, if you're looking to be involved, and as I said, Phillips 66 is matching all donations, so it will be double, as Clint said earlier. Just text new books, NEWBOOKS, to 41444 to make a donation. Let's get this thing up even more. Over 40,000, Clint. Over 40,000.
We're knocking on 45 right as we speak right now. $30, y'all. $30.
Knocking on.
We'll buy a new home library for one Houston area kid. And here's the deal. Last year, we were able to help 3,500 plus kids with this radiothon. And thankful to you guys out there, all the listeners out there, all the small businesses out there that care so much about your community. $30. We'll buy a new home library for a Houston kid. And as Ron said, I want to reiterate it. Our friends over at Phillips 66, they're matching all donations. So anything you donate, Phillips 66 is going to double that thing. So
do it for the children.
Yeah, man. Your dollars mean double. Donate now. Send us a photo of your receipt, and we'll give you a shout out, man.
Why not? Yeah, man. It's a great day. Great day. Remember, coming up here in about 15 minutes or so, Roflo, Robert Flores, MLB Network, he's going to join us as the Astros are about 20 games left in this season before the postseason starts for them. So we'll get his thoughts on the Astros and the rest of the American League.
I'm faded as hell right now.
As well.
That guy.
You think he was?
No.
He likes the tequila.
I think he was just having a good time. I don't think that was the type of faded
up. Nah,
I don't
think he was talking about.
I think he was talking about a different fate. We would have been able to detect. We'd have been able to better detect a slurring tequila faded.
The guy is drunk.
I think if he was going faded, it was the other one.
Think it was a gummy? He doesn't strike me as a smoker.
Ooh,
he can't walk up and smell like
it. I don't know.
It.
That's what I was thinking.
Can't
I'm not
walk
sure.
Up and smell like it.
I'm not sure one way or the other.
I don't know.
Huh.
Yeah, you can't, in his world, you can't walk up reeking of marijuana.
He's
a gummy.
Yeah, but that ain't always been available.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Well, now
like,
maybe
I don't,
he can do
like,
it and
I don't
worry
know,
about it.
Like, I don't know if he buys Swishers, grape flavored or whatever flavor. I don't know if that's what he's doing. But I don't know.
White grape. It's way to go.
All right. Let's move on from this. That boy came in and said white grape. That's the way
yes,
to go.
Yes, sir.
White grape, huh?
That's you got a stash in your nightstand, huh?
Nah, to be honest, the bleazy life is long past me. But
you had a,
back
you,
in my day.
You had a moment, huh? Again, let's move.
Every now and then you find an old backpack with a stash in the side pocket.
Nah, man, you can't leave. You can't leave it unused.
Honest to God, do you think there is anything in your house where there may be something? Like there may be an old cigar. There may be something that's left in it. Is there a backpack? Is there a drawer? Is there a coat that if you could go in here and pick it up? Oh, shit.
Nah, there ain't even any keef
grapes
left anywhere, man.
There's one of them white grapes.
This is a guy that didn't either one that left his vape in your car.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. The rainbow one.
He definitely left the joint laying around.
What is that? Warren said, what is this rainbow? He's going to take and play with it.
Sorry, kids.
But, again, do it for the kids. Text new books to 41444. Sorry, kids, but we'll hook you up. But Clint, listen, there was a lot of great things that happened in the game yesterday. On Sunday, excuse me. But for me, if there was anything, and I don't even know if it rises to concerning yet, because it's just one game, and we'll see what it. Maybe it was just a bad day, but the thing that jumped out to me, especially defensively, Clint, is there are some impact guys on that defense that you expect, and you said it earlier about Franklin and Speed. Their names weren't called as much. The high impact guys on the Texans defense, their impact wasn't to the level that you're hoping it would be. Derek Stingley, I would say for the level of what Derek Stingley is and expects, I think he had a bad game. And I think he only paid for it once, but he gave up, him and Jimmy Ward gave up the big play to Pierce, and then he got beat on another one, which they just couldn't connect on for him and the expectations of him, and I'm sure the standard he sets. I think he didn't have a good game. Danielle Hunter, didn't hear a ton from him either. Will Anderson, give a little grace with that because he hasn't really been playing or practicing. But he set the edge a while, but nothing huge impact. Jimmy Ward, I thought, had a bad game, especially with the downfield stuff. Aziz, was there, but not. That was the only that jumped out to me was, man, I'm not hearing 55. I'm not, and you're seeing 24, not hearing Will Anderson. That was the thing that jumped out to me in that game.
Yeah, I think this game was more about the entire unit obviously playing well and getting off the field, particularly in the second half. With the giving up, I mean, I think they had four snaps in the first quarter and a half, damn near something like that. So getting off the field quick there. I don't know how much opportunity throughout those guys had. The snap count was way down for Indianapolis. But really, with the exception of just those handful of big plays, man, the defense, I think 11 guys, the team, that they played really well. And I don't know, you know, Anthony Richardson is just not the quarterback that's going to sit back there and try to pick you apart. He's just not that guy. And I don't know why they got away from the run game so early. It was a game where there was just minimal opportunity for any of the secondary guys. Stingley, to be more specific, to make those kind of game-changing plays. But there was only a couple of moments where Danielle Hunter just looked like Danielle Hunter. Like on the 68-yard throw, he literally, on the touchdown, he literally put that tackle in the lap of the quarterback. I don't know how the throw was made. Early in the game, he beat the left tackle so bad that they – Anthony Richardson ended up flushing and throwing complete over the middle, I think, to Michael Pittman, but he's the one that flushed him. There were some moments where those guys, 55 and 51, had some big hits. But, yeah, from a stat perspective, sack fumble perspective, the superstars didn't flash the way that I think they will in games down the stretch.
Like, to me, coming into it, and someone just texted in, damn, Ron, it's only one game. Hell, man, we'd have loved up the Texans every single drop. All right, we have not said a single thing that was of concern very much in a day or two. You can handle it, I think. I'm just saying the expectation to me, the pass defense for this team, when you combine the pass rush, the potential of the pass rush, and the back end, and Kalen got a huge pick there in the second half. Even if he slipped, that ball was thrown so hard. That's a hell of a play and catch that he made, Bullock. But the expectations, the strength of this defense is the pass, being able to defend the pass. And for the most part, even though, as you said, limited plays, they only have 46 plays, they didn't just wreak havoc. Hopefully, we'll see what happens next week against the Bears.
I mean, look, it's a valid conversation. They hit three monster plays, three completions for 170 yards, and there was two other plays where he got behind Kamari Lassiter one time and they got behind Derek Stingley Jr. one time. Those touchdowns would have changed the game. Those would have changed the flow of the game, and it would have been a different game moving forward for the Texans. So there's definitely some got to get better on that defense. And whether we're talking about impacting the game up front or we're talking about covering better in the secondary and not giving so many opportunities for monster plays, there's definitely some got to get better on that side of the football.
All right, let's go with our guy from MLB Network, RoFlo Robert Flores. He will join us, get his thoughts on the Astros and how this postseason is shaping up here in MLB. We'll discuss that coming up next with Robert Flores right here live on The Drive.
I'm faded as hell right now.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in to The Drive. And yes, the excitement about the Texans is alive and well. They are 1-0 after getting a road division win. But we are getting closer and closer to postseason baseball, and the Astros are getting closer and closer to being involved in that yet again. And as we get to that point, no better person to talk to than a Houston native, than Robert Flores, who you can catch on MLB Network every morning on MLB Central. And also, remember, you can subscribe to MLB Network as a part of a standalone service. Go to MLBnetwork.com for more info. RoFlo, how's it going?
Hey, guys, I've seen enough. The Texans are going to the Super Bowl.
Let's go!
Seen enough, huh? There you go.
I've seen it. I've seen enough, guys. I've seen enough.
You're impressed with that run game, wasn't you?
Oh, my God. And guys, Clint, it's just nice just to see a team seize control like that. Like, and the throw from C.J. Stroud, and then you watch it, what poor Bryce Young is going through. Man, if they don't build Lovie Smith a statue in front of NRG Stadium, then something's wrong.
It's really about the 60.
I'm going to tell you what, we were in Canton for the Hall of Fame, and, man, he was there, I think, for Bears players, but, boy, Texans fans gave him a standing ovation every time they mentioned his name down in Canton. We love Lovie!
Thank you, Lovie. Thank you, Lovie.
Good steady was there. But no, yeah, man, it feels good. Yesterday, Clint said, yeah. he said that run game, they feel like a legit contender now when you add that piece to him. So he was right on line with you. But let me get your thoughts on this baseball team that's going to try to get to a World Series again. And first, as we sit here, they've obviously not just all the way come back to take the lead in the West, but they've been sitting here leading the West for quite some time now, and it feels like, barring something crazy, that they'll finish this thing off over the Mariners. Yeah. How surprised are you this time, judging by the start, judging by the middle, that the Astros are in this position?
I'm shocked. I've talked long enough with you guys that being a native Houstonian and a Houston sports fan since I was 6 years old, you know, I have a certain pessimistic attitude when it comes to certain Houston teams. Spoiler alert, all Houston teams. But, I was thinking that, well, maybe they should just plan on selling. And I give Dana Brown credit. I give the coaching staff credit. I give Joe Espada credit. I mean, he's not going to win manager of the year, but and look, everyone run him out of town at the beginning. But, man, like, he has done a really, really good job just to keep the ship steady, believing in his guys. He's always had his back. He's always had his guys back publicly, and I think that matters. And I'm shocked where they're at. And to see them in this position with a chance to possibly get to another World Series, it's remarkable.
Rolfo, let's hit the big topic around here, obviously, is Verlander. Yep. I mean, the conversation's mm-hmm. gone from, hey, man, who's going to go to the pen if you go from a six-man rotation to a five-man rotation, which is going to give you a little bit of insight into who's going to go to the pen and come playoff time. Justin Verlander coming back, you expect him to be one or two, somewhere in that range, with Fromber pitching the way he has. And, boy, it's been ugly for two starts, man. What your thoughts on Verlander, and then what if – because we're up against it, man. 20 games yeah. left. That tight window right there of time for him to get right. What do you make of it?
Well, it you're right. We're running out of schedule here, and he's obviously closer to the end of his career than the prime. Does he turn it around? I don't know, but I think whatever decision you make or the Astros make about the first round. Because it looks like they're going to be playing in that wild card round, unless something else happens. But if they win that division, they're in that division series. Whatever you decide with Justin Verlander, if you decide that he is not good enough or not ready to pitch in that opening round, he needs to be a part of the decision. Mm. Because, one, it is Justin Verlander, and two, guys, let's say your pitching staff in that, or your pitching rotation in that first series is what? Fromber, Brown, Kikuchi, okay? And you're fortunate enough to win that best of three. Justin Verlander more than likely needs to have a role in the next round. So for him to be on board, for him to be right mentally and all that, and I think he is owed a certain amount of respect within reason. I think he's got to be a part of the decision. He's grinding. There is no one that works harder. We know this. Between starts and breaking down hitters and trying to figure out ways to get dudes out than Justin Verlander. But I guys, it's going to be a very interesting decision, because if you decide he's just not ready, he's not. He doesn't give us the best chance to win in that first series. I don't know who tells him? Who's going to tell him that? I mean, seriously, like, so he's got to be a part of any kind of decision moving forward.
Well, I mean, Rofo, let's be honest. I mean, even Verlander, the one of the biggest competitors in the game, right? I mean, mm-hmm. What he's doing right now, these last two outings, I mean, hell, I mean, that's going to tell him, right? I mean, it's got to be. What does he have to do over the next three starts to for him to even be confident in going, nah, I'm the dude?
Yeah. You know, well, I tell you what, I asked that very question because I knew I was coming on with you guys. So I asked Mark DeRosa and Chris Young. DeRosa is, you know, one of my co-hosts on MLB Central, mm-hmm. and Chris Young, who is a Houston kid, went to Bel Air High School and played in the big leagues, played for the Red Sox and the Angels and the Diamondbacks. And I said, when you watch Verlander, what do you see? And Chris said, he doesn't have that late life on that fastball. And I said, what about the velo on Sunday? He was hitting 95, sometimes 97. And he goes, that's good, but it's not the most important thing. It's location and that late life. And right now, that's something that those two guys do not see from Justin Verlander. And I'm sure he is searching right now, doing everything he can to try to find it. Because you could tell, even in the in-game interview with Joe Espada and Dana Brown on Sunday, they both mentioned command. And I think that's the two things that's really hurting him, that the command, the lack of fastball command, and the lack of that late life, that late jump on the fastball.
Yeah, I mean, it's even though he's pitched this way, and me and Clint, I told him I'm not quite there yet. I'm a start away. It's hard to have the postseason on the line and look down there and not have him be one of my starters. That's a hard one. Even, but obviously, if he's going to give up eight runs in two or three innings, then you got to go in a different direction. Hey, Rofo, also on this, I'm curious. Do you sense, because it's been up and down in the regular season, do you sense mm-hmm. that this is a team that's more built for the postseason with their parts, with their pitching? We'll see what's up with Bregman and Tucker as they try to get themselves back in this lineup. But do you get a sense that they are more built for postseason than maybe they are in the regular season?
Well, I do like that they don't strike out a lot. I do like that they put the ball in play. I do like that they can hit homers. Because for me, there's three things that determine success or lack thereof in the postseason. It's, can you hit homers? Can you play defense? And can you strike people out? Whether that be from your rotation or your bullpen. And depending on the night, the Astros can do all three. It's whether or not they can do those three things consistently. Like I said, I'm as shocked as anyone that they are in this position, but I think the American League is wide open. The Yankees have the best record in the American League. I would put the Astros bullpen up against the Yankees bullpen anytime. I might take the rotation over the Yankees bullpen beyond Garrett Cole head to head. The lineup, Judge, Soto, Giancarlo Stanton, that would scare me, sure. But this league, both leagues, I feel are wide open. And for anyone that says definitively that they know who's going to be in the World Series, much less win it, I think they're fooling you.
What is one thing that I think has been kind of on the forefront here recently is that defense you spoke about.
Yeah.
What is your opinion on what you've seen from the Astros defensively?
You know, Jeremy Peña's defense has been a little puzzling at times. But I've wondered, look, this is a kid that he plays every day, guys. He plays every day. And, you know, people don't think baseball is physical. When you play it as often as they do in back-to-back days, it's physical. It's also mental. And I'm wondering if a little bit of that is, you know, the latter part of the season, maybe a lack of concentration, maybe a little bit of fatigue. But clearly, those are things that have to be tightened up. You're just not going to get far in the postseason. You're not going to win a title throwing the ball around, kicking it around all over the yard. And they know that. So I think Jeremy is fine, and I like what Joe said. He said it a couple times. Look, if I got a big moment on the line and there's a ground ball, I want it hit to Jeremy Peña.
Yeah. They've got to clean that up, and as you said, they know that. All right, catch Roflow on MLB Central every single morning. Also, remember, you can and you need to, if you're a baseball fan like many of you are.
You have to.
Yeah, you can subscribe to MLB Network as a part of a standalone service. Go to MLBnetwork.com for more info. You got to get down here for a Texans game.
I really need to, man.
You do?
I really need to.
No, hey, I don't have no tickets for you, nothing, Roflo, but I mean, you got to get down here.
Hey, you come on down here.
That sounded like an invite.
Hey, you come on down here, we'll get you in a suite. You come on down here, you'll be in the suite, boss. Hey, this Robert Flores, right, man. Good. Hey, I also need you to text New Books, NEWBOOKS, to 41444. We're raising money here. $30 will buy a Houston area kid a home library.
Yeah, and Phillip,
big time.
And Phillip 66 is matching it, so it'll
absolutely
be double.
Wow.
New books to 41444.
Well, my mom is a retired English teacher. She loves reading, so I'm definitely that's definitely something I can get behind. That's a very good idea.
All right, coming up as Roflo, we appreciate you joining us as always.
It.
Coming up next here, we'll dive into this three-game set after the day off, well-needed day off for the Astros. They got the A's coming to town, see if they can stretch their lead out. Spencer Arrighetti is on the mound. What is he going to do from that last nine-run, two-out performance that he had? We'll discuss that. And some moves in the NFL as well. All of that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.